This monarchical empire, modeled after the Roman Empire and ruled by Kaisers or Caesars, existed until 1806, when Napoleon marched his troops into Berlin. The Second Reich was created by Prince Otto von Bismarck, who as Premier of Prussia defeated Napoleon III in 1871 and became the Iron Chancellor over about 300 independent states. Bismarck's Reich, toward the end, headed by Kaiser Wilhelm II, lasted until 1918 and ended with the defeat of the Central Powers of Germany and Austria-Hungary in World War I. With Adolf Hitler's ascension to power in 1933, he proclaimed Greater Germany as the Third Reich, Reich being the German word for empire. Interestingly enough, when used with a lowercase r, the word Reich means rich or wealthy. A Reich, therefore, could mean an empire of the wealthy. The term Nazi stems from the acronym of National Socialism. This was derived by combining the first syllable of national and the second syllable of socialist in the name Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, the National Socialist German Workers' Party. This was the small, radical political party Hitler built into a fascist system that threatened the entire world. Nazism is a philosophy. One recent dictionary defines a Nazi as a person holding extreme racist or authoritarian views or behaving brutally, or anyone belonging to any organization similar to the Nazis. One edition of the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defined fascism as a philosophy or system of government that advocates or exercises a dictatorship of the extreme right, typically through the merging of state and business leadership together with an ideology of belligerent nationalism. Always remember that a typical attribute of fascism is the merging of state and business leadership. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini is credited with coining the word fascism, a name taken from his fascist black shirts called fascisti. This term derived from the ancient Roman symbol of the fasces, a bundle of rods with a protruding axe blade.